Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for joining me. It's good to have your company. So how are you feeling tonight? I'm always very conscious that if there's a lot of people listening to this programme, there must be a whole range of different feelings going on inside you all. Some of you will be happy, others sad, and then every graded grain in between. How to please all of you at the same time is the challenge. Now tonight, for one night only, I want to touch some of you in a very deep way. But of course, I may in doing so switch off others of you. I want to reach the deeper feelings of those who are feeling grief. Right away, I can hear some people say, I'm too raw at the moment to cope with a dose of emotional grief songs. And I can also hear voices in my ear saying, I'm far too chirpy cheery right now to put up with a lot of melancholic music. Well, no DJ ever invites his audience to switch off, leaving him to broadcast only to those to whom it may concern. But maybe just this once, you might do that so that I can address the niche market of people in grief who would like to let music be a therapy to them. Imagine a DJ inviting you to switch off. I'll get shot. But just before you think about doing that, why not give it a try? For having given you the emotional health warning, I'm hoping that since every single one of us does experience many griefs throughout our lifetime, there might be something in this programme for everyone after all. The music is also magic more than melancholic. Try these ones, for example.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from me to minor. Every time we say goodbye,
what I do, without you. Oh, I love you, my darling, but I have to let you leave. Goodbye, it's the last you'll hear of me. Well, I found the bluebird high on the mountainside, and the little bird would sing its little song. So I'll sigh, I'll cry, I'll even wanna die for the I love this gone.
Separation is painful emotionally. But temporarily being a little distance apart is a lot less than a more profound parting in death. Although if there is life after death, then it will also be just a temporary separation.
Well, I found the bluebird high on the mountainside, and the little bird would sing. I'll even wanna die for the one I love is gone.
Alison Krauss sees death as just a way down the river 100 miles or more.
Baby, dry your eyes. There's no need to cry. 'Cause I'll see you again in my
Miles or more, crawling
forever, as many believe. It still hurts and it still frightens us. And Chris de Burgh, for one, is not keen on paying the ferryman to take us there.
It was late at night on the open road, speeding like a man on the run. A lifetime spent preparing for the journey. He is closer now and the search is on, reading from a map in the mind. Yes, there's the ragged hill and there's a boat on the river. And when the rain came down, he heard a wild dog howl. Flashed and the thunder roared, and people calling out his name, and dancing bones that jabbered and a moan on the water. And then the ferryman said, there is trouble ahead, so you must pay me now.
Don't do it.
You must pay me now.
Don't do it.
And still that voice came from.
Unfortunately, Chris, the ferryman cannot be stopped. He comes for us all, as the Kingston Trio are only too aware.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them every. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? when will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone?
Gone to flowers, everyone.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
In this next song, Webb Pierce changes the metaphor with Bugle Call from Heaven.
Hear that call, hear that call. When that bugle calls from heaven, will you be ready to stand that last retreat? And the battle is all over. Will you be ready, your loved ones to meet? When that final roll is called up yonder, and the cares of this life are no more, will you be in that great army, that land on that bright and peaceful shore? When the Master up in heaven looks down from above and says, "That's all," can you stand that last inspection? Can you answer that final bugle call?
Life can be a battle, and when the warriors have fought the good fight, run the race and kept the faith, as St. Paul puts it, they take their rest. Here's Catherine Jenkins singing a tribute hymn to the fallen. Ones pass away, we are left behind to grieve their absence. Michael Ball expresses the feeling of absence very eloquently here.
That can't be spoken. As a pain goes on and on. Empty chairs at empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone. Here they talked of revolution. Here it was they lit the flame. Here they sang about tomorrow, and tomorrow never came. From the table in the corner, they could see a world reborn. And they rose with voices ringing, and I can hear them now, the very words that they had sung became their last communion. In the lonely barricade at dawn, Oh, my friends, forgive me. But I live and you are gone. There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Phantom faces at the window. Phantom shadows on the floor. Empty chairs at empty tables, where my friends will meet no more. Oh, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Empty chairs at empty tables, where my friends will sing.
We would do anything to bring our loved ones back home. Who amongst us have not tried negotiating to that effect with God, just like Valjean in Les Miserables, sung by Colm Wilkinson?
God on high, my prayer in my need, you have always been there. He's young, he's afraid, let him rest. Heaven blessed, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. He's like the sun I might have known if God had granted me a son. The summers die one by one, how soon they fly on and on. And I am old and will be gone. Bring him peace, bring him joy.
And when they do not return home, Leanne Rimes' question arises.
Tell me now. There'd be no sun in my sky. There would be no love in my life. There'd be no
This programme has helped you to get in touch with your feelings of grief and maybe helped in the sense of releasing some of your pent-up emotions. Half an hour is far too short sometimes, but may I commend to you two other Holy Half Hour programmes entitled Bereavement, which might be of further help to you. But let's finish on a more uplifting note from Alvin Slaughter. If our loved ones can't come back home to us, one day we shall be able to go and join them forever, never again to be separated, in the presence of God. So bye for now, and remember, bye is always just for now.